Hello everyone, my name is Pamela Pitcher and welcome to my podcast, Awaken to the Best You. This podcast is designed to inspire and propel you to a newfound level of empowerment and clarity. Through cultivating the art of thinking, you'll learn how to detangle your thought knots and train your brain to break through obstacles. You'll learn to focus on what matters most and make effective choices to become a remarkable you. Hello everyone and welcome to my 24th podcast, a guided meditation to transition your self-image, to create a more positive view of yourself and in turn gain confidence. So what is our self-image? Your self-image is a mental picture of yourself, both as a physical body and as an individual. A healthy image means that you see yourself as you really are, and that you feel good in your own skin. Self-image also influences how we feel about our strengths, weaknesses, and abilities. Our self-image is a culmination of what we believe, our beliefs. Most of these beliefs are unconscious, and they are formed from our past experiences, both positive and negative, including how others have reacted to us in the past. If we've been appreciated and encouraged by our caregivers, our teachers, our family, our friends, then we most likely have a healthy self-image. If we've been bullied, emotionally or physically abused, or experienced trauma, our self-image may have suffered. Interestingly, once we hold an image of ourselves to be true, whether it is or not, our actions, feelings, behaviors, and abilities are always consistent with this self-image. The person who conceives themselves to be a failure will find some way to fail in spite of their good intentions. And when we fail some more, it emphasizes our being a failure, and it kind of has a snowball effect. The key is to question our thinking and recognize our limiting beliefs. When we realize that we have thinking patterns that hold us back, we can do something about them. The self-image can be changed. I had always been good at math. I didn't enjoy it, but I was good at it. Then I got to trigonometry in grade 11. I just couldn't wrap my head around it. It was Greek to me. I concluded that I wasn't good with numbers. Then I equated science with numbers. Despite my wanting to be a forest conservationist, I decided I didn't have the aptitude for it, so I didn't follow that path. And I wonder how different life might have been if I didn't have that limiting belief. Some years later, I studied economics as part of a business administration degree. I excelled in it. I really enjoyed it. Then to move ahead in my career in finance, I had to learn all about the financial markets, financial planning, taxation, accounting, and so on. Everything I did every day involved numbers. And I was good at my work. I excelled at that too. I became a multi-award-winning banker because I proved to myself that I could. Instead of saying, I'm a failure at math, I said to myself, gee, I wasn't good at math back then, but this is different. Now I'm applying the principles to real life. And look at me, I'm good at it. Instead of choosing to identify with being bad at math, saying to myself, I am a failure, I said, I can do this. My motivation was because I came from a poor family. My belief was, if I wanted to have money, I had better learn about money. It became my goal, and my actions stemmed from that. As so much of our self-image is unconscious, changes need to be made at that level. If I say positive affirmations for myself, such as, every day and in every way, I am getting better and better, to coin a common affirmation, but unconsciously, my brain is thinking, I am a failure, then I will remain with a failure mindset, which in turn affects my actions. So today I'm speaking with the you inside of you. The subconscious mind is a goal-striving brain and nervous system that is used by and directed by the conscious mind. Today, I will help you to consciously program your unconscious mind to improve your self-image. Today you find yourself at the beach, so sit back and relax and take a few deep breaths, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Just continue that deep breathing as long as it is necessary for you to relax. And when you start to relax, you can just return your breathing to normal. So what beach you're at is up to you. It can be here or some other beach in the world that you know of, or perhaps it's a beach from somewhere you want to travel to. I don't know. The beach can be real or imagined. It's your beach. Your beach has all your favorite elements. The sun is shining, and the outside is that perfect temperature. You can smell the fresh sea air as you breathe in and breathe out. The fresh air caresses the lining of your nose, cleanses your lungs with every out-breath. The sea air washes away those toxins. You feel invigorated and peaceful at the same time. It is possible to feel more than one feeling at the same time. Thoughts and emotions can be complex or they can be simple. It's up to us. The beauty of simplicity, where we can just let go and take in everything around us. And if you like, dip your toes in the sea, if the water is warm, with the birds up above. Or you can walk along the beach, and as you walk, you find yourself relaxing. Relaxing with each out-breath, and you can continue to walk along the beach or sit on a chaise or a chair, whatever you prefer, taking in all the sounds and smells as you relax further. My voice will go with you. Now, as you listen to my voice, I'd like you to close your eyes. Relax. Let go and let my voice make all the effort necessary. And as you relax for the next few minutes, you let it become a pleasure. Begin now to enjoy the feeling of being able to choose to relax, to let go, and to be able to go inside and turn the world off. As you relax for the next few minutes, you're going to learn to enjoy gradually, effortlessly, and settle into a state of hypnotic sleep. It's an ability your mind has already to settle into a deep, relaxed state. As you drift, so comfortable now, just concentrating on the sound of my voice, you can really begin to experience that feeling of knowing that you really can take control. Utilizing now your own ability to relax, to let go. Moving inwards now into your own subconscious mind where nothing at all concerns you, as you distance yourself from the world about you. As you continue to relax, all is tranquility and peace. Recognizing now the signs of that deeply relaxed state, just like daydreaming, the heaviness of arms, of legs, of your entire body that seems to float now in time and space, free floating now as you drift and leave it behind, deeper, deeper, just enjoying your time at the beach. And you're doing what is right for you, being here. If it's right for you, it's got to be right for you. You look back now to those events of childhood and growing up, which have shaped you and made you the person that you are. You take pride now in yourself as you recognize with ever-increasing clarity of thought that you can be selective in those memories that you choose to keep, to place value upon. For is it not true that everything has a value? And for you, that is the value that you attribute to it. those things, those experiences that have no value to you. You reject now in their entirety. You cast them away as over and done. What's the point in their resurfacing? Done and dusted. I'd like you to imagine that you're walking along a path in a beautiful mountain setting. And as you walk, allow your comfort to increase as you sink deeper and deeper into trance. And I really can't know for sure all the things you'll be noticing. Perhaps you'll particularly enjoy the contrasting shades of colors, or be aware of the tall trees silhouetted against the blue sky, with peacefully drifting, fluffy clouds. I wonder if you'll notice a nearby mountainside with interesting patterns of rocks and trees. Many people enjoy the sounds of nature, like the sound of the wind in the trees, or of a nearby stream, or of birds singing. Perhaps you'll notice the warmth of the sun against your skin, or the texture of things you touch along the way. As you walk, just take the time to notice the things that interest you as you drift deeper and deeper into trance. And I'd like you to imagine that you're carrying a large pack on your back. Feel the weight and burden of it, and imagine that as you're walking, the pack is growing heavier with each step. That pack is filled with objects of some kind, objects that contain and have been infused with the heavy burden of all your excessive feelings about certain moments in the past. And now the path begins leading up a rise, up a slight hill, and the pack is feeling even heavier. But you sense that a short distance ahead, you will come to the top of the hill. As you reach the top, the path leads into a large, open meadow with beautiful green grass and wildflowers. And you can walk out into the meadow noticing the beauty. In the meadow, you can also see a large, colorful helium or hot air balloon with a gondola underneath, and it's moored and tied down with large ropes. Walk over to it. And inside the gondola, you'll notice a large basket or container of some kind, which you can unlatch and which is empty inside. Now, take off the heavy backpack and drop it onto the ground. Are you tired of carrying around in your life that heavy burden of those feelings that you've been carrying for so long? Do you feel ready to get rid of those old, outdated feelings? Good. Then in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open that pack, and inside you'll find objects or containers that have been infused with all those excessive feelings that have been weighing down your self-image. Open the pack and see what kind of objects you find that contain all those negative thoughts about yourself. What are they? Okay, now I'd like you to take those objects, slowly, one at a time, and toss them into that large basket in the gondola. And I think you're going to be pleased to notice that with each object that you throw away, those feelings of lack of self-worth can decrease. And that will be such a relief. It's as if you're filling that basket up with all those feelings, as though you're cleansing yourself of all those excessive feelings, feeling increased peace and comfort, increasing relief and freedom with every object that you throw into that basket in the gondola. And by the time you've thrown away all those objects, I think you're going to be surprised. Or perhaps just enjoy how free, how peaceful you feel within yourself. Now go ahead and take the objects out of the pack and begin throwing them one at a time into that basket. and you can enjoy getting rid of those feelings. When you've thrown the last object into that basket, so that basket is filled with all of those excessive feelings, allow the index finger on your right hand to float up to signal it's full. Good. Now close and latch the lid of the basket, and you can either untie those ropes or use a big knife or axe that you'll find nearby on the ground to cut those ropes. And as you release that balloon, you can rest back on the comfortable grass and watch it float up into the sky, carrying away the basket and all those excessive feelings that have burdened you and stopped you from realizing your true potential. And with each movement and motion of the balloon up into the sky, you can feel an increasing sense of release and relief, free of those feelings, so that they will no longer have to influence your thoughts or moods or actions. Free of those feelings as the wind begins to carry the balloon farther and farther away. Soon it will be out of sight, and when it's gone, you can take a big, deep breath, and then you can really enjoy the freedom and relief and peacefulness of being rid of those feelings. And this relief and peace can flow and circulate all through you to every part of your body. And you'll be delighted to discover that these feelings of freedom and comfort and well-being can remain with you. As you take greater control of your life, your emotions, things begin to happen the way you want them to happen. Your clarity of thought and your ever-increasing wisdom ensure that you have all that you need, an attitude of mind that is positive and forward-thinking. And there's that spark. As you move forward with your new attitudes, new confidence in your own ability, others around you will notice and recognize that they can draw from you. That strength that comes from a knowledge that you can be relied on to act in a positive manner that overcomes, in a calm and ordered manner. And you begin to enjoy being valued. Your contribution to all situations, your opinion sought out as you grow and bloom into that person you've always wanted to be, walking with a skip in your step. You have all that you need to be successful, however you define it, and you can be more relaxed and more comfortable in all situations. Positive thinking can become and is becoming habitual for you, for habits are created through repetition. The more you employ your positive attitudes and feelings, the stronger that habit can grow. Proactive and upbeat. Smiling. Confident. As you act positively and confidently, at peace with yourself because you can be so proud of all you've been through, then you're seen to be positive, accomplished, confident, living your bliss. It's as easy as that. Your sad ability to choose how you wish to see, with grace and great pride in knowing that you no longer are that person caught up in a trap of negative thinking, finding all those bad things that happened, measuring all the things in light of what might go wrong. Knowing what can go wrong gives you the knowledge which can allow the fail-safe systems to be built in, as architects do when designing structures or bridges. Working with engineers, everything known that can go wrong is evaluated and then eliminated through the application of experience gained. As you will apply your wisdom to your best advantaged and highest good. Because you know, and I know that you know, You know that you know. Perhaps you just forgot. And that's normal. The ebb and flow. For you, there is no failure. For you, it does not exist as you recognize that the only measure you need is that of your own success. Each grain of success is the foundation upon which all success is built. And this success is now your way, now and in the future. As you recognize that fear is just concern that you might lose control. First, you must have control, and you choose not to lose that ability that you know is yours to make things happen your way. I can. I will. These words now become an integral part of you. Part of that internal harmony and peace of spirit that is now yours as you choose to take it. And you will take it, will you not? Please nod your head, will you not? Imagine that you're wearing a sign that tells the world, I am unique and a very special person. You always wear that sign, that badge, and you wear it with pride. Every day, you become more and more aware of your assets and the qualities and beauty within you. You now place your complete trust in your own inner mind. The values and opinions that you accept are your own. You make up your own mind. You trust your own judgment. Opinions and values, relevant, informed, and special. Decisions that you've been putting off are easier now because you trust yourself and your ability to make the decisions which are the right ones for you and to those whom you love, whom are special to you and rely on you and your special wisdom, strength, all those qualities and capacities within you. You admire yourself, like yourself, and trust yourself so much more. Others too find it easy to like you, to respect you, to admire you, to love you. But you no longer worry or concern yourself about what others think of you. It matters only that you like and respect yourself. You are aware that you cannot please everybody, and that the only way to be successful in what you do is to trust your own judgment and to please yourself. What is right for you will be right for those who are close to you. And you do what is right for you, always trusting your own judgment, having that belief in yourself. You now have the confidence to do what you want to do. Those who would manipulate you and take advantage of your easygoing nature are now confounded, aware that with due consideration, you do what is right for you and those who are important to you. You trust your own judgment and meet your own special and legitimate needs and the needs of those who are close to you and who are special. You meet those needs. You are independent and self-sufficient. Changes are happening within you. Changes for the better. Some you'll be aware of now. Others you will not be aware of until sometime in the future. As you trust yourself more and more, your subconscious mind will cause these ideas to be made available to you. Ideas for your benefit. These ideas will be absorbed for your betterment so that you can easily overcome any problem. Know and believe that whatever the mind can conceive, the mind can achieve. Every day you are feeling more and more comfortable with yourself, and you're becoming your own best friend. Every day you love and respect yourself more, not in an egotistical way, but in a way that's positive, natural, and constructive. and can be only beneficial to you. Take a moment now to enjoy the feeling of liking yourself and being happy and content with the unique and special person that you are. Know and believe that each and every small part of your mind, your body, and your spirit is an important, wonderful, and beautiful part of nature. Spirit means your higher self, that part of you which is all inspired, strong, kind, loving, and happy. All of those good and special qualities that are to be admired. Those special qualities are an integral part of your unique personality and are there for you whenever you need them. If there are things that you have done in the past that you've regretted, now's a good time to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself now and release yourself from the shackles of those negative elements which prevent you from moving forward. Now you can be that person that you want to be. If there are things which others have done to you in the past, now is the time to forgive those others. Forgive others now, send them away on a cloud, and release yourself right now from the past. You now live for the moment, this moment. Now you are that person that you want to be. A true friend of your own personal and wise inner advisor, that is you personified. While you're resting in this very pleasant way, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that you're looking at a steel ball, resting at the top of a gentle slope. Just imagine that now. You're looking at a steel ball, resting at the top of a gentle slope, and as you look at it, so the ball begins to roll slowly down that slope. It moves slowly and follows a very straight course as it moves. But now I want you to imagine that a little way ahead of that steel ball, and off to one side of the track, you can see a strong magnet. And as the ball is rolling towards the magnet, so it enters into the magnetic field. And the magnet pulls on the steel ball. Not enough to make it stick to it, but enough to make it change its course. The steel ball is now rolling in a completely different direction from its original path. Now there's a reason for imagining this. Because your pathway through life is like the path taken by that steel ball. In the beginning, your pathway through life was set. You were following a course that was right for you. It was comfortable. It was right for you. It felt right. But you soon found that you were being influenced by other people, acting like magnets, trying to pull you off course, trying to make you change direction. In short, they made you feel that way, that your way was wrong. They wanted you to conform to their way and follow their course of action. By trying to please them, you changed your course and have been following a way that is not what you originally set for yourself. It has not felt right, and you have consequently felt that you have lost your individuality through trying to please other people. And this has been the problem. So let's see what can be done about it. Let's return to our picture of a steel ball and make a few changes. Once again, imagine that steel ball at the top of the slope. But this time as you look at it, see it grow to double in size and weighing twice as much. Now see it rolling and see what happens. It approaches the magnet and the magnet tries to pull on it, But this time the ball is too heavy and too big and does not deviate from its course. It keeps on rolling in the same direction. The influence of the magnet has not been strong enough to affect the ball. It just rolls straight past. These simple changes were enough to overcome the problem. For you to overcome the problem, it is not necessary to grow in size or put on weight, but you can grow in strength and in power, and you can do this easily. As you rest there now, I want you to realize something, and realize it well. Understand it and acknowledge it. It is not your purpose in life to become a carbon copy of someone else. You are an individual in your own right. You have your own opinions. You have your own personality. These things are right for you. No other person has the right to try to take these things away from you, to make you conform to their ways. You are a person in your own right, a complete person, and they must either accept this fact or go on their way. Your individuality is precious. It must be protected, and you can protect this with your own strength. Your strength has been weakened by the influences of other people, but that strength is still there. It is within you now, so now's the time to rediscover it and let it grow. So as you rest there now, just imagine yourself as being strong. Strong enough to withstand the influences of other people. Strong enough to stand on your own feet. Imagine you are that strong now, and as you imagine it, feel that strength. It's there, you can feel it. Feel the confidence that goes along with it. Feel yourself able to speak out, able to defend your own individuality. Feel these things now, because as you feel them, you know they are there. You already have that strength. It's there. You can feel it, so you know it's there. Acknowledge it. Welcome it. It's yours. Now that you have recognized and experienced these things, you can always recognize them and use them. Now that you know they are there, you can become more aware of them. Because of this, you already feel stronger and more able in yourself. And this feeling is going to remain with you and become stronger as each day goes by. No longer are you influenced into a wrong course by other people. No longer do you allow your individuality to be taken away from you. It is precious. It is yours. In a few moments, it's time to come back from the beach. Perhaps the sun is setting. Perhaps the wind has come up. I don't know. It's time to come back to the room. Tuning into the sounds you hear around you. I'm going to count to seven, and on that count of seven, you will awaken feeling calm, happy, and relaxed. You will feel stronger in yourself and determined, very determined to protect your own individuality. So on the count of seven, awaken feeling calm, happy, and very relaxed. 1, 2, 3, coming up now, 4, 5, 6, 7. I hope you enjoyed this powerful guided meditation. It's an honor having you join me. Remember, the pianist can consciously decide to strike a different key. Namaste. Please remember to subscribe and share across social media. I'd really appreciate that, as Awaken to the Best You is my way of giving back. The more, the merrier. And I'd also love to read your comments, so please send your feedback my way so I know how to help you the most. Thank you again. Ciao for now.